Good morning. At the halfway point of the morning walk, beautiful sunrise. Let's see if I can tap that. Bam, look at that. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful start to the week. It's time to go for it. Like enough settling, enough surviving. It's time to start thriving. It's time to start digging deep. It's time to start believing in yourself. It's time to stop suppressing your dreams. It's time to stop fearing. We all have varied fears, all a wide range of fears holding us back from saying things, doing things, that when we can take that regulator off and recognize this is my life, I'm here to do what I'm here to do, what's mine to do. And here's the great part, the world's not broken, you're not broken, you know, regardless of what religion you believe in, you aren't the manager of the universe, general manager. Like, matter of fact, my good friend Jeffrey Gittimer told me all these years ago, like, one of the best decisions he made and told me to consider making was resign as the general manager of the universe. Regardless of the religion you believe in, God doesn't need your help. God isn't like sitting down praying like, oh man, I hope Tom shows up today. We got a big day. No, it's all good. God's got it. And all together, collectively, we create our own unique creations, but it's going to be all right, right? And here's the thing, like, have you ever been in a job where you're like, I don't know how this place would run without me, and then you're no longer there, and the place continues to run? Have you ever had a friend or family member that you miss dearly now, but life goes on when they're no longer here? That's our life, right? You know, my dad told me years ago when he was, man, probably a little bit older than I am now. He passed away in 2009 at 56 years old. And he's like, man, prior to him passing, I'm having friends drop like flies, man. One here, one there. He's like, you know, you feel sad for a little while, but then life goes on. You know, I've had friends pass, and even in the last couple months, friends passing, and life goes on. You know, you feel sad, and you feel, you know, what can I do to help the people that are left behind? I care about that person and their family, but life goes on. There'll come a time when my obituary will be read by people, and, you know, life goes on, right? That's just how we stand. Now, if you look, and you've been a student of life, and if you studied some of the biggest influencers in the past 100 years, you'll recognize people remember them for a little while, and then it's gone. Like, it's a poof in history, a poof. And especially today with social media, especially with all the different channels we have and everyone being so distracted, man, the big influencers are remembered for just a brief moment still and moved on. Right, so the bottom line is, in 100 years, chances of even the big names that we know of today are not going to be known, heard of, talked about. Chances are, my name, your name, not going to be known, not going to be talked about. And that's okay. Because in 100 years, this existence, this physical existence of my body, your body, won't be here. And that's all right. The key is, how can I be today all that I'm supposed to be? How can I be the version of me that is living, walking around living the life without a limiter, without a regulator on me, so that I can enjoy this brief journey that we call life and go for the things that are mine to go for? It's what I do now that matters now. Absolutely, Karen. You're absolutely right. There's so many books, even in present times and in the past 2,000 years, that talk about the power of being present in the now. That's all that matters. So it's your life. Lead your life as if this was a quick getaway to an amazing amusement park. And if you think about an amusement park, you go to an amusement park, you're not going to ride every single ride. You're not going to ride the kiddie rides. You're not going to go on rides that you aren't interested in or intrigued on. You're going to ride and make it a point to make the most of that quick journey to the amusement park using your discernment, using your judgment, using your intuition as to which ones shall you ride and ride multiple times and enjoy. And who are you going to go with? And what type of fun are you going to make of this adventure? Well, we're here on this adventure here on this planet Earth for a limited time, like an amusement park. Make the most of it. I want only to be able to help people now when it really matters to them. Karen, good point, good point. And the best way is to help yourself feel that you are leading a life that is on purpose with what is yours to do and be. So who am I and what am I? How can I be all that I'm capable of being right here, right now? So something to ponder for today. Brief Monday wisdom. I'm going to be testing some things. I got another notification this morning from good old Facebook that one of my trainings from last year was pulled down because someone complained about something. So when you're playing in someone else's yard, you're under their rules and guidelines. So I'm testing out a few things. So if you are enjoying these videos that you come across here on the Facebooks, make sure you also get into my app, The Simplifier. Go to thesimplifier.app, register, and you will have the app, iOS and Android, full, massively valuable information for myself and others that can be highly beneficial to ensuring 2019 is your best year yet. How rude. Well, you know what? There's a saying, you can't please everybody. Some will, some won't, so what next? So ruffled somebody's feathers, they complained, so they pulled a video. And if you've been watching my stuff, like, what did they complain about? I don't know. But it's funny. I love your lives, valuable content. Thanks, Karen. Glad you enjoy it. There will be more to come. I'm not sure what format and which platform and all this fun stuff, so I'll be testing some stuff. So some will be here, some will be elsewhere, but if you're plugged into the simplifier.app and you're registered there, you will be notified. You will see the value continually being put into the app by myself and many of my high profile friends. I actually have my virtual assistant editing some audio interviews that I did last year that will be inserted into the app soon. So yes, I will be testing YouTube Live, I'll be testing Periscope, I'll be testing a couple other channels, but it's gonna be fun. So stay tuned. I will talk with you soon. Have an awesome day, awesome week. Make today great.